running from the bad guy. I'ma stare him in the eye like, what's up? I know the journey got hard for a minute, but I ain't giving this up. Yeah, I got the heart of a champion. If I get knocked down, I get back up.
Welcome to the Brilliant Life Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Moulton. My aim is to inspire you on your personal growth and development journey. I hope that as you continue to listen, you will unlock your full potential and achieve your brilliant life. Well, hello, everybody. Thank you for joining me today on this new episode of the Brilliant Life Podcast. I'm really excited about this topic, honestly. The podcast title for today is Embracing the Win or Learn Growth Mindset, Key Strategies for Personal Development. I want you to imagine for a second that you're at a crossroads facing some significant challenge in your life. It could be maybe a project at work that kind of feels daunting, or maybe it's a personal aspiration or goal that feels just beyond your reach. You can feel that pressure mounting, the expectations, your own expectations, or maybe the expectation of others are mounting. They're towering over you. And somewhere lurking, there's that little fear of failure. But what if, in that very moment, you had the power to transform your perspective? It's that I want to focus on today. I want to get us to a place to where we can reflect on the challenges that we've had and then begin to reorient ourselves to this new learn or win growth mindset. Because in reality, regardless, we win in both instances. For me, there was a time that I've constantly kind of reflected on and went back to. It was the end of my junior year in high school, and I had a very successful wrestling year up to the point of sectionals. Took fourth in the county. Everybody above me were seniors, and something happened, and I got to sectionals, and I bottomed out. I lost my first match to someone, actually, that I should have beaten very quickly. Then lost my second match to someone I'd beaten earlier in the year. And it felt like the wind was knocked out of me. Simultaneously, at the end of that year, my grandfather had a heart attack and began losing portions of the things that he owned through bankruptcy. And that bankruptcy affected where we lived. And my parents had to start figuring out where we were going to live. And life just kind of like went kaputs. But what I realized was that I was dealing also with self-sabotage. Now, it's interesting because that has often plagued me, because I never finished what I started. I never completed my wrestling career. And in all actuality, the last few months, I've been dealing with that in my own counseling, because I feel like in certain times I get to a place to where I am really growing, and then all of a sudden I self-sabotage in some way. And I brought it to the attention of my therapist, and we just began working through it. And what I recognized is that it also impacted me in other ways. It impacted me in ways of and causing me to focus on various things, like just putting my head down and working harder. It caused me to fear the loss of my jobs. It caused me to fear the loss of most everything, but it became very overwhelming for me. So maybe you can reflect on a past challenge, a time that didn't go as planned, or a goal that slipped through your fingers. you know, that disappointment could feel like, for me, palatable, feel of being overwhelmed, possibly consumed at times. Now, however, as I've worked through this in counseling, I look at these situations and there's been a mindset shift for me. I'm not focusing on the loss during that time, but what did I win? What could I learn? How could I reframe this so that I could grow and become better? Because every decision we make, every error that we encounter in our lives, every setback could be a significant stride in our journey for personal growth. And this concept is more than just abstract theory. It's practical, it's impactful, and it's strategic for us to navigate the hurdles in our lives. So I hope that in this episode, you and I together can unlock the secrets behind this potent and powerful mindset. Because I think you'll discover, as I have, how truly transformational taking a win and learning mindset can help you grow and help me grow in our self-improvement super quickly. So I want to navigate this, and I want to teach us how to embrace our imperfections and how those can become a pathway for growth, and why valuing feedback and nurturing humility are vital components to this equation. So maybe consider this episode your personal guide in reimagining how you perceive and tackle life's obstacles. Let's get on with it. You know, many psychology and personal development professionals, they reinforce this notion of mind over matter, advocating for a growth mindset that values achievements, learns from mistakes, embraces new experiences and ideas. This mindset, though, truly isn't just a nice thought, not just a theory. It's extremely backed by psychological research. It shows that the way we perceive a thing or our capabilities profoundly influences our actual growth. Here's a quote that I love from John Maxwell. He's a leadership guru, essentially, but leading voice in that realm. He says, the difference between the average people and achieving people is their perception of and response to failure. And truly, it's that quote that encapsulates the essence of the win or learn mindset. It's not just about how we face our failures, but how we perceive and learn from them that sets us apart. This understanding is the bedrock of this discussion that we're in today, honestly. So first, in this step to winning or learning, it's really recognizing personal gains over our gaps. Oftentimes, we fixate on the gaps in our lives, those unachieved goals, those unmet expectations. It's crucial to shift our focus from what's lacking to how far we've actually come. Reflecting on my own career, I can remember starting in technology sales and then progressing through various roles with, I was doing merchant services, I was going door to door, every floor. And then it hit me one day that I could sell jobs. If I could sell this piece of equipment, I bet you I can sell jobs. And that's how I got into recruiting. And I called my cousin, I stepped into a full commission recruiting role. And today I find myself in a global company being a top performer there. It's because I began looking not at the gaps, but at the gains. The trajectory that seemed implausible years ago. Like, here I was starting, selling technology, creating buyer personas, doing all these little things that I had no clue would lead me to a place to where I am today. So it's understanding. It's not the gaps. It's not those things that we haven't done. But it's the things that we have done. It's fundamental to cultivating a growth mindset. And to become growth-oriented, we need to see where we were and then track to where we are. That's an important component. So recognizing not gaps, but gains. Where you were yesterday to where you are today to where you want to go in the future. Those strengths. Next is self-critique with compassion. Now, we are going to deal many times with the gaps in our lives, but it's practicing self-critiquing with compassion. It's embracing our imperfections as opportunities for growth. In my experience, especially when adapting to situations where possibly I'm learning a new role that I'm recruiting for, or where I'm maybe working with a new organization, I have a tendency, I want to fail fast. I want to learn fast by failing because it becomes instrumental. For example, I like to experiment with different types of resumes. I like to send them to my hiring managers to get an understanding of what they're actually seeking in the employee. So each quick failure as I send these resumes is a part in the process that has brought faster learning and closing those gaps so that I can continue to have those gains. So I begin to find the right person for the role fairly quickly. Now, if I did that and I became distraught every time or was calling myself dumb, it's actually having compassion when I'm self-critiquing. It's understanding that I'm going to learn from my mistakes and creating a space within my own self to not have harsh judgment about myself, but to foster a healthier and more effective growth process and growth mindset by saying, I'm going to fail quickly so I can learn quickly. Here's something I used to do when I was in wrestling in high school, and it's horrible. I look back on it, I'm like, what was I doing? But I can remember there would be times when I would lose a match, and instead of going through it and thinking through it, I had this tendency of just like, I would hit myself on the side of the head. Like, come on, man, you could do better than that. But I didn't know why I failed. I didn't know where I did right and where I went wrong and how I could have compassion toward myself. I just expected excellence, which created judgment. And then it created, you know, that whole aspect of where we can just self-flagellate. We could just hit ourselves and beat ourselves mentally, emotionally, physically. But we don't want to do that. We want to focus on compassion, loving ourselves. Oftentimes, we give that love to other people fairly quickly, but we don't afford ourselves that same kind of love. Why? We should treat ourselves as our own best friends way more than we treat others. We should start loving ourselves first so that we can love others, so that we can help others. So ultimately, this compassion for self, I believe, will grow into compassion for others. Then also, next, number three, is valuing constructive feedback. I think a pillar in the win or learn mindset is valuing constructive feedback from others. So how do we do that? Well, we surround ourselves with trusted individuals, groups of people who can be honest and helpful and provide valuable insights so that we could grow. It's not just willy-nilly asking everybody, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? No, but it's really creating a safe space for growth with others who are on the same path. See, where I experienced this was in CrossFit. CrossFit was a very safe place to grow because we could fail quickly. We would basically look at not our gaps, but we would look at our gains from last workout to this next workout. We would do benchmarking, but we would do this as a group. And I remember going to coaches, fellow CrossFitters, and asking them, what are you doing? How can I do this better? And it was a safe space for me to develop and grow as an athlete, as a fitness individual or a fit individual, for someone who's focused on my personal health. And it fits as well for our personal growth. Finding your people, finding our people will help shape the way we do things, because we will find people who will give us feedback that emphasizes on growth, self-improvement, compassion, love, and produce that joy in our lives. Fourth, we need to foster humility. Finally, we discuss here the importance of humility in our personal development. What does that mean? It's understanding that we don't have it all together, that we don't have all the answers, that we are imperfect beings seeking to become better every day. And you know what? This is a sign of strength. This is a sign of strength. If we can be humble to listen, to hear with understanding what other people are saying, what's going on in the situation, not become defensive, not look at every action or reaction or missed opportunity or failure, misstep as something that's a blight against our character, but rather is a chance to learn and grow. It's a reminder that life is an ongoing journey of self-betterment. So if we could allow the ego to take a back seat and remain open to learning, that will drive us forward. My therapist often asks me when I'm dealing with something, she'll say, "What is that fear saying to you?" Because it sounds like that fear is in the driver's seat. It sounds like that lack of compassion for yourself is in the driver's seat. That judgment is in the driver's seat. What is it saying to you? Then I recognize the voice. I recognize what it's saying. And then I place it into the passenger seat. Because I'm the one who's driving this. I'm the one who's moving forward. I'm the one who's getting better. So essentially, the win or learn mindset, it's about transforming our approach to challenges, failures, and personal growth. It is a comprehensive strategy, honestly. It combines recognizing our progress, learning compassionately from our missteps, valuing the insights of others, and maintaining a spirit and heart of humility and teachability. Humility is ultimately teachability. This mindset, I guarantee, if you take it on, it's not just transformative, but it will be empowering to you and to me for setting the stage for a continual personal and professional development beyond anything we could think of. Now, how can we get to these places? First, let's develop a reflective or reflection routine. Here's what I want you to do. I want to encourage you to practice reflection. There's a couple of ways you could do this. One, what I do on a daily basis is I journal. Journaling for me has become extremely potent, extremely powerful. Being able to ask ourselves those questions. Here's some ways to maybe structure it. What is one learning opportunity from today, this week, or this month? This question can really help you identify and acknowledge the lesson hidden in everyday experiences. Second, what is my biggest win? And why was it a big win? What is the repeatable pattern that we can find from this win? And then we go on to celebrate the success, analyze the success, and try to figure out, is there a pattern that I could set up in my life in order to continue to win or learn? The other thing is, why is this such a loss? Why am I feeling so judged? Why am I judging myself? What am I gaining from the judge? Also, what my therapist asks, what is this fear? What is this judgment? What is this failure saying to you? Why is it in the driver's seat? And what do you need to do to move it from the driver's seat to the passenger seat to the back seat? Those are things that you could do. I guarantee when you start doing this on a regular basis, you're going to gain deeper insight into yourself and you're going to grow leaps and bounds. I can guarantee it. Second, embrace failure as a learning tool. Adapt a new perspective on failure. That's simply it. View it as an opportunity to learn and grow. Analyze it, understand it, identify it, and then do differently. A guy who used to mentor me down in Texas, he used to say, repent or change your mind, readjust, and move on. That's what we do with failure. We learn from it, we turn from it, and we move on from it. Three, create a feedback-friendly environment. It's simple. Create a group of people around you. Gather with a group of people around you who approach feedback in non-judgmental ways, who will listen to you, understand you, love you, and work with you. And if you're struggling with that, then what I would encourage where I started, because I guarantee, like looking back 10 years ago, I wasn't that great at listening. It took time. And it took time when I started getting into counseling. And maybe start there. Get a counselor, get a coach. Professionals can help you learn how to create a safe space for you to react to truth, when truth hits you, when you know you are confronted with something that you need to change. So that can actually help you to grow. And it can help you grow in humility. Well, that's all I got for today. I really thank you for joining me. So remember, it's either a win or learn mindset. And if you need help and you want to talk more, you know, reach out to me. I'd love it. Have a great day. Thank you so much for joining me today on the Brilliant Life Podcast. I'm Mike Moulton, and it's been an absolute pleasure sharing this time with you. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please share it with others who might find value in it as well. Remember, each step we take, no matter how small, is a crucial part of our shared path towards a life filled with brilliance and purpose. I love you, and talk to you soon.